providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in time for the second half of the KE Report. Got some interesting things to talk about. Chatting with Jim McKinney right now. Hope you guys all appreciated some of the things that Doc had to say about investing in the good old U.S. of A. right now. Jimmy, I spent 3 days this week over on Lopez Island, which is a real bastion of liberalism, and even the people over there are getting very, very disenchanted with the Biden regime. The main thing that they are disenchanted with is the lack of workers. The government is paying so much money right now in terms of welfare, and I have to believe that that's to amass as many votes from the downtrodden that they possibly can. The ferry systems are not running correctly because they cannot hire help. The ferry for me going over to Lopez was 2 hours late, and the ferry coming back was probably more than 2 hours late. Can't get any help, so restaurants are closed, not only in our area, but also over on Lopez Island. What the hell is the government trying to do, Jimmy? And why are they totally not succeeding? You're on, bud.
Well, I think you made the point there that they're trying to buy votes. They're trying to buy constituents by giving them free stuff. And, of course, Gavin Newsom in California is spending billions of California taxpayers' dollars, people that actually work and provide taxes, to people who don't work. And of course, the Biden administration is doing the same thing by extending unemployment benefits, by offering $100 for people to be, or trying to convince local and state officials to give people $100 to get vaccinated as an incentive. And all these issues are basically because they're having a very tough time right now. They've had a very tough week. The Biden regime has had a tough week, and they're trying to distract from some of the failures in their policies right now.
Okay. I agree 100%. The failures, I have to say, is I have always thought, and I know that Eddie and CFS and a whole bunch of other people are going to say that I'm an idiot for saying this, but I've always thought that the leaders of the Democratic Party, who I simply don't support, Eddie, Abelon, none of you, you all have to realize I do not support them at all. Chuck Schumer and, at this point, Nancy Pelosi. They have to be fairly effective politicians to have gotten where they are today. I would like to know how they could have possibly made this colossal mistake, because the country right now is very definitely not working efficiently. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, I think it's in their mind, it's not a mistake. They're doing micro polling. They're looking at how they can convince people how they can buy them off. And of course, they, went in the last previous four years was a, hate Trump extravaganza.
Right.
They continually push that agenda. So now they've got to distract and do something different. And I'll tell you what I think. Here's my theory. This is my personal theory. Biden had a really tough week, and he's had a real problem with inflation. He's had a serious problem with the border influx. We're talking 10 times the flow of illegal immigrants from the previous year, when the Trump administration had done a pretty good job at doing that. You've got failures in Afghanistan. You've got basically, disastrous policies with vaccinations and COVID lockdowns and face masks and inconsistent positions with senior administration officials publicly. So why is all this happening? My theory, there are some very serious analyses going on in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and potentially in Wisconsin and Michigan on the vote on the November 3rd vote. And what's happening in Maricopa County looks like they're going to show a significant number, enough votes that would have significantly changed the outcome for that state, as well as fraud in Georgia. And some of the statistics that are coming out of the counties in Pennsylvania show massive, massive voter potential voter fraud. If these reviews and audits come out, then it undermines the complete legitimacy of this administration, the current Biden regime. So what do they have to do to distract? They've got to keep the face mask policies going. They've got to keep people on their, you know, spinning back and forth and angry and frustrated over new lockdowns and the Delta variant. And I think they're manipulating the media and the population in order to survive.
Let me just interrupt you for a second. Of course they're manipulating the media. There's no question whatsoever about that. And the media is doing it because the Democrats, quite frankly, have a really good idea. Feel sorry for the downtrodden, help the downtrodden, and you'll be a better person. And that's what the progressives are saying right now. They're going to realize eventually that America is falling to pieces. And I feel so, and that's only my opinion. Freedom of speech has not been taken away yet. It could very well be right around the corner, and this program will then have to probably be very careful about what we say or shut down, one of the two. And I hope that that doesn't happen. I already have listeners who are angry at me, Jim, simply because they are so frustrated, as I am also. Your comments, sir.
I believe some people have been silenced. Freedom of speech is not available to everyone in America right now. And people like organizations like the ACLU, liberal Democrats that fought and argued, you know, in the 60s and the 70s for, you know, the right of free speech, they're actually turned the other way right now. They're turning against people and silencing voices. We have New York Times political editor actually saying that Trump supporters need to be declared enemies of the state. These are absolutely extreme positions that are taking away the rights of American citizens to voice their grievances. If you don't agree with the Biden regime, if you don't agree with the media, you're going to be slammed. I'm hoping, I believe that people are beginning to wake up and starting to push back, because as you say, the people on Lopez Island and some of the people around our neighborhood are kind of questioning what's going on. This,
right.
You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You keep, you know, batting down the Republicans. If they take power in 2022, watch out what happens the other direction. So, you know, we don't want that. We need to have people actually allow the fundamentals of our Constitution to continue to go forward and make that a precedent. And, of course, we've got to fight for it.
You know, I have to tell you, I want to continue this discussion. I don't have to tell you, but I want to tell you because I want to tell our listeners. I want to rant myself a little bit here. We have to take a real quick 30 seconds for a commercial break. And I want to go on as to comments about what's happening in our country today. My liberal friends vehemently disagree with me right now. I vehemently disagree with them. They are showing me nothing in terms of proof. I have to say that. And it's getting actually pretty antagonistic in my world right now. My oldest daughter won't even talk to me because I support the Trump philosophy. Terminated my relationship with her. And I decided to also terminate my relationship with my grandson. He wants to come and visit me, but I don't want him to do that because I know that my oldest daughter and her husband do not want him to be around me. Ladies and gentlemen, because of my views, ladies and gentlemen, a real quick commercial break, right back.